If we're going to be completely honest with ourselves, a good many of the things we desire in this world are selfish, misguided, just plain wrong. And come on, that selfishness, it's hard to put down, isn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever wanted to get the better of someone simply because they annoyed you? Or wanted more money when really you have more than enough and someone you know desperately needs help? Have you ever, well, you get the drift. We have so many desires that seem fine on the surface until you realize that they're all about me, my wants, my desires. And the world eggs you on. Sure, you deserve it. It's who you are. Go for it. And so selfishness rules and ruins our lives. Perhaps you believe in Jesus, but you are who you are. You want what you want, and you're going to get it. The Apostle Paul promoted quite a different approach. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Crucifixion is pretty radical. It's about dying to self and living for Christ. And remember, Jesus said that anyone who wants to follow him has to take up their cross, not just once, but every day. Because selfishness raises its ugly head again and again. As someone else once said, you have to die to self daily in order to live for Christ fully, so that like Paul, you can truly say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And the power to do that comes from God himself. I mean, real power. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called When God Speaks. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.